Well, we had our board meeting last night, and in one of the more rare, well, I wouldn't say more rare, but less normal occasions, it was pretty non-controversial. We had a whole variety of items dealing with the health department and a variety of other areas, and they were all actually consented, which means that we all agreed to them except one. We had a resolution to pay the Zoo Society for an interim director while we do a search. Jerry Brady's left the zoo as the director, and we've hired an interim director. And we had one person oppose that. He didn't say why. So I can't even tell you what the controversy was, but he didn't say why. We had one Republican commissioner opposed it. So it was pretty non-controversial, although we've had some good discussion and debate in the Human Services and County Services committees over some dental resolutions and some medical staffing resolutions.
What's the pay rate for that interim position you just mentioned?
The zoo position?
Yes.
We're actually paying a contract monthly amount. We agreed to pay, I think it was $4,000 a month, and hopefully it's only going to be for a few months until we find a permanent position. And then I'd have to go back and look at something like, I want to say it's in the 70s, in the mid-70s, early 80s, somewhere in that range. And actually, you know, some people want to reevaluate whether we need a full-time position, so I think they will be some discussions on that front as well. So that's kind of a to be determined.
From what you've heard, any movement from the House or the Senate on the bills that would allow county commissions to decide whether they wanted a road commission or not?
You know, I haven't heard. We're waiting to hear. The first thing I heard was the legislature is not going to do a whole lot until the state of the state. Now that has happened. The governor talked about transportation, so we thought this might be one of the things that are on the docket. But I have not heard. We continue to probe, and we hear that that the House wants to take care of that. As soon as politics were inserted into it, it all kind of fell apart in the legislature. People accused the Speaker of wanting to get rid of his Democratic Road Commission, which is why a sunset was put on of 3 years. You know how it goes, Tony. When politics get inserted, things always seem to get screwed up. So we're waiting, but for us, I expect that our first county services meeting in February, we're going to have the chair of the road commission in, and he's going to talk about some of his ideas. And, you know, Commissioner Grebner has talked about, you know, alternatives if we can't eliminate the road commission board. So we continue to discuss it, but, you know, in our ideal, we're waiting for the legislature to act, and you know, we can't do anything more about that. We're watching and waiting and trying to get as much information as we can.
Tell us about your concerns about the dental director position and the physician assistant and the pay levels for those jobs.
Sure. I raised a few concerns. With the dental director position, it was more, we have a vacant dental position, so I want to make sure that's filled. They want, the staff had asked to move it from a 14 to a 15, in essence increasing the pay, and I had concerns about doing that when we're going to be cutting pay and benefits and things like that for other employees. So I wanted to actually see that we score each position based on responsibility, and I wanted to see the score for how they came up with a 15 instead of a 14, and that wasn't available. So we tabled that resolution in both county services and human services. With the physician's assistant, we're trying to hire a new physician's assistant. We're negotiating with a woman who wants to come to the county. Now the staff is asking us to bring her in at a step 5, which is the highest level. My concern there is that, you know, one of the things that are on the table in negotiations is the potential for step freezes and pay cuts and things like that. So, yeah, we've got other employees who are saying, I'm at a step 2 or a step 3, and you're going to freeze my pay so I don't get the step increase, and yet you're bringing in other people at a step 5. So my recommendation or request was to drop it from a step 5 to a step 4 and negotiate with her. Our health department staff said that would lose the position, and then we'd have nothing. So the amendment was turned down. You know, I still think we could have negotiated, but the amendment was turned down, and then we approved the position at the step 5, because if we didn't, we actually would have been out about $400,000. That one physician's assistant position draws down federal dollars because we have a federally qualified health center. So it draws down federal dollars. So I wasn't going to vote against the whole thing over, you know, a $3,000 step increase. I still think the point was right. But, you know, if my colleagues didn't agree with me to move it to a 4, then, you know, we still need to fill that position. The woman is taking a pay reduction from her current job. The kind of the moral of the story is we need to figure out why we're paying so much less for medical professionals than other federally qualified health centers are and other private institutions, and why we can't attract, you know, the dentists that we need to fill the backlog and the physician's assistants and the medical professionals. And our staff is working on that, and we should have a report in the next few months.
I'm sure you'll hear from unions, too, who are saying we're taking cuts and freezes, and why is this going on?
We already did. We already did. They were at our meeting and exactly those questions. So, yes, we already did.
All right. What else of note was discussed last night?
That was pretty much it. I mean, we had some public comment, you know, folks asking more questions about the Road Commission. And you know, there's nothing on our agenda with that right now until the next county services meeting. That was pretty much it. It was a pretty quick meeting, which was nice. It was only about a 45-minute meeting. We did a few appointments to some boards. We appointed some people to the Community Mental Health Board, which is a hugely important board for our area. And that was it. It was nice. It was about 45 minutes. I was able to get home and tuck my children in before bed, which is different. but it was pretty quick. And then we'll have a variety of more things coming up. Our sessions, our legislative schedule, our committee schedule is moving. You know, we meet every week, you know, 2-3 committees every week. And you know, we're going to push forward. And with that and the campaign that I've got going on and you know, family and stuff, pretty busy life.
All right. Thanks so much, Andy.
Thank you for having me, Tony. I appreciate it.